Welcome to the Getting Vulnerable podcast. Getting Vulnerable saved my life, and I'm here to help you save yours. Hello, and here we are, another episode of the Getting Vulnerable podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. It's so beautiful to be back in the flow of doing these for you guys, because that's why I do them. It's for you. It's to support you in a way that will inspire you to start thinking different, inspire you to do the deep work, inspire you and show you that there is a way to get out of anxiety controlling you. And so today's episode is how to stop anxiety breaking you. And I just want to ask the question, you know how where we look up or, you know, how to do this or how to do that, how to change a tire, how to cook a recipe, how to deal with my tantruming child. You know, there's the same thing that we need to do in all of these kind of how-tos of life, how-tos of doing shit. It's the same flow. It's the same thing that we need to do. Do you know what that is? It's funny because it's so simple, yet we get so caught up in like, oh my gosh, there's just, you know, how do I do this? We just get so caught up in thinking that it's massive and hard and we don't have time. You know, there's so many things that go through our head. But if you stop, you know, how to stop anxiety breaking you. The thing that we do when we look up, when we search, when we ask questions about doing something that we don't know how to do is, drum roll, we educate ourselves on that thing. We educate ourselves on how to change a tire. We educate ourselves on how to cook a lasagna. We educate ourselves on how to best manage our children's tantrums. We educate ourselves on that said thing. And anxiety, how do we stop anxiety breaking us, controlling us? We need to educate ourselves on our own anxiety. We need to educate ourselves on the things that are encompassing of what that looks like. So anxiety, educate anxiety on what it is for us. We are the said object of, you know, receiving really hard, annoying, fucked up shit when you're anxious. So we need to educate ourselves on ourselves. Learn who we are, why we are the way we are. Learn where the anxiety has stemmed from. Learn the roots of it. So my question to you is, have you invested time? Have you set aside time to teach yourself, to learn, to do the deep work? Have you? Or have you ticked the boxes that you think you need to tick in order to break free from that anxiety? Have you done the system, you know, go to the GP, get a mental health plan, find a psychologist or a psychiatrist, you know, try mindfulness, try breathing. Like, have you ticked those boxes? And so you think that you've done the work. You think that you've done all that you can. If you're at that point of like, I've done all the things, you know, like, what else is there to do? Get honest about the question of, have you learnt the deeper stuff? You know, there's a reason why the modalities that you've tried so far aren't working. Because you're trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. You need to learn what that round hole is. Learn deeply what it is. Because that square peg will never fit in there. You should never be trying it, really. Like, because, well, you do. Like, that's a lie, Lou. That's not a lie. It's, we need to try these things. But look at the foundation of it. We're trying to fit in with, you know, the societal steps. These are the steps you need to take. And if I'm doing that, then I'm doing what I can. But are you really? You, what's holding you back from doing the deep work? Are you scared shitless? Of course you are. What are you going to find? Oh my God, what if it makes me more fucked up? Like, I get it. I was there. I didn't realize what I was doing when I took myself down this path of deep self-discovery, when I learnt the deep reasons of why I was a people pleaser, overanalyzer, overthinker, why I'd get anxious in certain situations, why I'd stew on text messages, phone calls, people's body language. There's a reason behind all of that. There's a deep reason, not a generic reason. You've probably done the generic stuff, right? The only person that knows that deep reason is you. So how do you stop anxiety from breaking you? How do you stop anxiety from controlling you? You learn the deep stuff about it for you. How it relates to you, how it relates to your story, who you are, the type of person you are, the type of environment you're in. There are so many factors that you need to learn. Just like, you know, learning how to change a tire in the car. The environment around you when you change the tire in the car is important. You need to learn about that. You need to be aware of all of that. And I'm not saying that learning the deep stuff about your anxiety is as easy as changing a car tire. A car tire? Car tire? That just sounds funny. Or hard. Where, you know, again, like some of you might be like, oh, that's easy for me. The other people, oh no, I can't change tire. That's way too hard. Again, even just in that example, it is so different from all of us. And so what I realize after trying on all the modalities, the one size fits all modalities, even though they had a place in my mental health journey, in that, like, how the hell do I get out of this mind journey? It all had its place, but there was no long-lasting changes. Anxiety was still breaking me. Bad. It was controlling me. It was my life. But it's because I never took the time to get honest with myself, to learn the deep stuff, to sit in the feelings of whatever it was I was feeling at those certain parts in my life, the certain chapters in our life. You're where you are now because of your experiences. Because of the people you've met, because of the environments that you've been exposed to, because of what you've learnt, what you've read, what you've listened to, who you've been around, who you've been influenced by. Like, there are so many factors, and each and every one of us is different. So this one size fits all is going to give you that short-term relief of like, okay, all right, okay, I'll try this, you know. But long-term, the only answer that you need to find is inside you. You're the only one that can find that. Yeah, and a question that I get asked a lot is, you know, what is anxiety? Can you describe what anxiety is? What is it like? What's, you know, if someone's feeling like they've got anxiety, like what do they look for? And again, this is an individual explanation because each of us have we're just so bloody different. Yeah, we're so different. So anxiety is going to affect us in different ways. It's going to look different. It's going to feel different. There'll be the general labels of, you know, this is, you know, some anxious thoughts. These are some anxious behaviours. These are some symptoms. These, you know, there's going to be that general stuff which you can go and look up on Google. anxiety symptoms, anxiety behaviors, and go for it. Like, but what is it like for you? You know, it's so different, yet why do we feel we have to be categorized into this generic box? It's not going to solve anything. It's not even going to help us feel less alone. Because it's just like the boring surface level stuff. You still feel crazy. Like, okay, well, that's kind of me. Oh, a few people, yeah, apparently anxiety is really big. But when you get to the deep, like, crazy shit inside your head, that, and no one talks about that because it's like, oh, that's just like too much. So let's just not talk about it. I want you to know that I talk about it because I know how lonely it is to feel, to be crippled by anxiety, to, you know, the thoughts that, like, that would consume me for so long, where, like, it actually makes you want to vomit. It's like, oh, you just, and you can't let go of these stupid thoughts and feelings and overanalyzing. And all you want to do is just leave it, let go, let it go. Don't you? Yeah, I just, every bloody day I'd get to the end of the day and just be like, I wish it was just easier. I wish I could just flow. I wish I could just back myself, trust myself, be myself. Do you think that? Does that go through your head? You scared about you affecting your kids, your anxiety, you passing it on? I know that's something that I talk to so many of my clients about. I'm so scared of, you know, fucking up my kids. You, how can we break this cycle? How can we break this? We need to learn about our own individual experiences. We need to learn deeply our own roots so that we can own our story, share our story, and help others feel less alone. Help them do the same thing. Help our children. You, with the level of awareness that you gain from doing the deep work, from learning the deep stuff, that level of awareness is the best type of parenting role model gold that you could ever have. That awareness will allow you to be more confident in seeing the signs in your children of seeing, oh, you know, this is happening. You can tap back into your own story about how you're feeling, what you may have not received from your upbringing, and be like, right, I know in this scenario, I would have needed this. Let's have a chat about it. You'll feel more confident in being able to guide and nurture the ones around you because you have the education. The ripple effect of you doing the deep work is mind-blowing. It's life-changing, not just for you, but the people around you. But you are being that cycle breaker. Breaker, breaker. So how to stop anxiety breaking you? Learn the deep stuff. Carve space to learn it. Not just, okay, what do I do? Let's do a checklist. No, you need to be determined and driven and probably pissed off enough that your anxiety is controlling you. You need to be, use that energy of like, I'm so sick of this. Spin it into like, right, let's use this energy of anger and frustration about how much my anxiety is controlling my life. Use it to do the deep work. And if you listen to my episode last week, I dive in deeply, not too deep, but I give you the rundown of what the deep work looks like. My mastermind is where I show and guide you through the exact steps, the exact exercises, the examples I give for you, and my story, I share all of it. You will feel so heard, so seen. And if this is something that you're ready for, if this is something that you're like, I need to do this, not just for me, but my family, my friends and my kids, we need to start taking action. How many more times is like, oh, I'll do it later, do it later. What's important? Baking 800 cookies for little Sally down the road who you've never met before, or doing the deep work to absolutely transform your lives, your connections with your loved ones, reconnecting with people that you may have felt disconnected from, like gaining back that beautiful, incredible person-to-person, authentic connection. That's what we all crave. Anxiety, you feel alone with anxiety. You feel so alone when you're struggling with depression. So alone. So please have a hard think about where you're at in your journey, in your healing journey, in whatever you want to call it. Like, what is working or what is just Band-Aids? Band-Aids fall off. Band-Aids get dirty. The stickiness loses and they fall off. And then the wounds are open again. You can go on with your life and wear these Band-Aids. That's absolutely fine. Or you could make that choice to be like, right, this is it. I'm done. I'm ready to live my life as me, not as my masks, not as my layers, not as my barriers, not as, you know, fakey, fake, fake. And I'm saying this from the heart because that's what I was. I was there. I got it. I know how exhausting it is to just want to be liked, to be loved, to feel like you belong somewhere. Each and every one of us as humans, it's our desire as a human being. But it's also our choice in how we live, in the actions we take. It's our choice, no one else's. So we can blame it on little Sally, you know, Uncle Johnny, your dad, your mum, your brother, your sister, your teacher. We can blame it on whatever we want, but that blame, that resentment, that anger, that hurt, like that all has a place. But have you carved space for that? And by having that, is that helping you move forward in your life? Is that helping you let go, or you're holding on? We hold on to stuff big, and it gets bigger and stronger and heavier as we get older, as we move through life, because we're being weighed down by it because we don't truly understand or have carved space for the pain, for the hurt, for the frustration. We haven't been able to take it out of our backpack because we don't truly, fully understand it. But it is a part of our lives. So that's why it's still in the backpack. Why can't I just let it go? Why does it keep affecting me? Because you need to understand it, all of it, everything about it. So then you have that confident choice and decision to be like, this does no longer serve me anymore, or this is a part of my story and I'm ready to own it. I'm ready to, it's made me who I am. There is so much deeper learning, education that each and every one of us needs to do on ourselves. It's so important. If we want to break these cycles, if we want to be that authentic version of ourselves, of who we are, of why we're here on earth, on the role models that we want to be for that next generation, like that shit's exciting. Doesn't that excite you? Like, if it doesn't excite you, it's because you're holding all the layers up, the masks up. Let's together rip off those masks. How do we do that? We learn what they are, why they're there, where they came from, so we can make that confident, informed decision of this mask I do not need anymore. It served its purpose. That's it. Done. In the costume box for a rainy day. So as you guys may know, at the time of this recording, we've only got 2 weeks left for the mastermind. There's limited spots. I can guide you through the exact steps. I will support you in a way that you've never been supported before from someone that truly gets it, that has been where you are right now and is out the other side. Please reach out. I'll put all the details in the show notes for the mastermind. So it's the Confidence to Be Mastermind. I take you through the exact steps. Otherwise, if you want to chat some more, jump on a free call. I'll put the link in the show notes as well. I would absolutely love to be able to support you. If we've closed the doors at the time that you're listening to this podcast episode, there's a wait list for the next one in 2023. I only run this program twice a year at the moment. So please reach out. Just share with me what you've taken away from this episode. I would love to support you in stopping anxiety from breaking you, from controlling your life. It is possible. I'm walking, talking, breathing evidence that it's possible.